Western's 8-week course on Disney focuses on its corporate communication structure, procedures, and practice. The class culminates with a week-long trip to Disney World in Florida. This will be Professor David Zanola's 6th time teaching the class. He says venturing outside of the classroom provides students with a unique experience.
We've learned about it in the books, and that's fantastic, but let's go down and do what's basically a large-scale research project. Go around, observe, take notes on your analysis, and try to pay attention for everything we've talked about to see, again, how is that whole culture being pushed to those people that work on the inside. Because eventually, if they take care of them and they train them, they're going to take care of their customers, they're going to take care of their guests. And obviously, they're one of the number one tourist destinations, entertainment-wise, in the world, so they're doing something right.
It's not your typical Disney experience, Zanola says. For his students, the trip isn't about roller coaster rides and meeting Disney princesses.
They're normally up around 7. I'm done with them sometime around 5 or 6 at night. So we have pretty good long 12-hour days where we're either doing a tour led by Disney, whether I bring in some outside folks that kind of talk with us a bit and teach us some principles, and then we go in the parks and look for them, whether it's me taking them around and saying, okay, do you remember we talked about in class this? Then say, no, let's see this, let's pay attention to this. We do some really hands-on application activities where we go on a ride, and I'll assign, you know, 2 different pairs to say, as we're going through, you just focus on this and you just focus on this. And then come out and let's talk about it and discuss it. Again, something that normally you don't have the opportunity to do in a class. And in my case, it's a location that most people probably wouldn't think about learning. As you said, you think about going to the Disney parks and it's, you know, I'm going to go get pictures with Mickey, princesses. I'm going to go on roller coasters. I'm going to eat, you know, ice cream bars. And that stuff is all part of it. But the idea is understanding how much goes into all of those things happening very, very intentionally as a culture. And so that's what I want them to kind of look at and hopefully open their eyes to.
The week-long Disney World trip has an $1,800 price tag for students. The cost covers passes to all of Disney's parks, along with lodging, meals, and transportation to and from the airport, though students also have to pay for their airplane ticket out of pocket. The elective course is housed within the Department of Communication. Zanola says the class of about a dozen usually includes not only communication students and Disney fans, but also those majoring in hospitality or tourism.
I've actually had quite a few go on to do the college program, which is basically a semester-long internship, because they know enough about the company now. They say, okay, that's maybe a place I'd actually like to work with. And what's really fascinating about Disney is it's not just the parks, right? So they own, obviously, the animation studios, Pixar as well, but they own ESPN, they own ABC, they own Marvel, they own Star Wars. And so what's interesting to the students to learn as well is if that's a company they're interested in working with, you don't just have to wear mouse ears and want to work at a theme park. You can do so many other opportunities in a company that big that allows you to do that. So I've had quite a few do the college program, a couple who are actually down right now, and one who has ended up moving down there after she graduated and is now working full-time at one of the resorts. So it definitely qualifies them because they know more than probably even the average employee would, but also it shows them much more of the company than they would get on a normal day as a tourist with their family or with their friends.
Western Illinois is the only university to offer a class that focuses on Disney's communication culture. Zanola says he believes there's potential for other universities to take advantage of Disney as an educational resource and also offer more of these opportunities to study outside of the classroom.
The Disney Company has always been ripe for study because of how long they've been in existence, since 1923, and because of how much they do, whether it's their movies, whether it's their television, whether it's simply the cartoon characters themselves. So a lot of universities, a lot of colleges actually have studies about the company, but normally they center on the film area. So they center on the media studies. But the theme park studies are really just starting to pop up, I'd say maybe in the last 10 years. And we're really in an experiential learning phase. And, you know, if you notice all the advertisements for study abroad opportunities and everything, I think that people are starting to understand college students learn a lot better if they can experience and if they can get their hands around whatever it is that they're learning. And so that's why I've been glad that I've been able to offer my class, because it offers them that opportunity to play with what we've been learning about in a way that we can't do in the classroom. Whenever I used to talk about Disney and communication in my class, I would have to show pictures. And I have a slideshow, and they're good pictures, and I'd take them whenever I'd go down. But seeing a picture and saying this is how it works and actually being able to walk into those parks and immerse yourself in that environment, you get such a better understanding of the culture. And I think that's what all these study abroad opportunities do. And so the on-campus learning combined with the travel learning is just a top-notch experience.
Western will be offering the class earlier in the year so that students visit Disney World in January, when Zanola says the parks are less crowded. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.